Exhibition. Catherine went to the whiteboard, but before she filled in the second box from the bottom, she asked the group a question. Why do you think that trust is important? What's the practical downside for a group that doesn't trust one another? After a few seconds of silence, Jan tried to help Catherine out. Morale problems, inefficiency. That's a little too general. I'm looking for one very specific reason why trust is necessary. No one seemed ready to offer an answer, so Catherine quickly provided it for them. Just above absence of trust, she wrote, fear of conflict. If we don't trust one another, then we're not going to engage in open, constructive, ideological conflict, and we'll just continue to preserve a sense of artificial harmony. Nick challenged, but we seem to have plenty of conflict, and not a lot of harmony, I might add. Catherine shook her head. No, you have tension. But there is almost no constructive conflict. Passive, sarcastic comments are not the kind of conflict I'm talking about. Carlos weighed in, but why is harmony a problem? It's the lack of conflict that's a problem. Harmony itself is good, I suppose, if it comes as a result of working through issues constantly and cycling through conflict. But if it comes only as a result of people holding back their opinions and honest concerns, then it's a bad thing. I'd trade that false kind of harmony any day for a team's willingness to argue effectively about an issue and then walk away with no collateral damage. Carlos accepted the explanation. Catherine pressed her luck. After watching a few of your staff meetings, I can say with a degree of confidence that you don't argue very well. Your frustration sometimes surfaces in the form of subtle comments, but more often than not it is bottled up and carried around, am I right? Instead of answering her semi-rhetorical question and giving Catherine a modicum of satisfaction, Martin prodded her. So, let's say we start arguing more. I don't see how that is going to make us more effective. If anything, it's going to take up a lot more time. Mikey and JR were nodding now. Catherine was ready to take them on, but Jan and Carlos stepped in for her. First, Jan, don't you think we're wasting time as it is by not hashing things out? How long have we been talking about outsourcing IT? I think it comes up at every meeting, and half of us are for it, half are against it, and so it just sits there because no one wants to piss anyone off. Carlos added with a sense of conviction that he rarely showed, and ironically, that is exactly what pisses us off. Martin was growing more and more convinced and wanted to learn about the rest of the model. Okay, what's the next one? That was as close to an acknowledgement of being right as Catherine was going to get from Martin. Catherine went back to the whiteboard. The next dysfunction of a team is the lack of commitment and the failure to buy into decisions. She wrote the dysfunction above the previous one. And the evidence of this one is ambiguity, which she wrote next to it. Nick was re-engaging now. Commitment? Sounds like something my wife complained about before we got married. The group chuckled at his mediocre joke. Catherine was ready for the reaction. I'm talking about committing to a plan or a decision and getting everyone to clearly buy into it. That's why conflict is so important.